One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right, teeing it up and talking golf. That's what we do every Sunday, 52 weeks a year, right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers, and Happy New Year. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. What we do is talk golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCosa is in master control, and we have a couple of great guests and a super show lined up for you today. We'll be talking golf today with Ron Cyrak and Ed Severall, no strangers to Tee to Green. Ron Cyrak's been one of the top golf writers in the world for the past few decades, from his early days at Golf Digest to his current work on the Golf Channel and at LPGA.com. The 2024 Ladies Golf season is here, and he joins us for a look back at LPGA Golf in 2023 and a preview of 2024. Ron Cyrak with us today here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, we'll preview the largest trade show in the golf course management industry coming up in Phoenix beginning January 27th. Our good friend Ed Severall will be here to tell us about the Golf Course Superintendents Association's conference and trade show today here on the show by golfers for golfers. That, of course, is Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and we'll be right back to get the show going.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, kicking off our 19th year here with Sports Byline and now on Sirius Channel 217, where you can listen to us anytime and anywhere. Got more people doing that these days. If you can't join us live on Sunday mornings, just bring up the SXM app and listen to us anytime at your convenience. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up with Ann Liguori next, right here on Tee to Green.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That is what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. How you doing? Thanks for joining us. Along with Robert DeCosa in Master Control, our producer, I'm Jay Ritchie. Great to have you here on this special edition of Tee to Green. It's Master Sunday, and it's always super special around here when it's Master Sunday. 88th Masters in Augusta gearing up for a big finish today, and we've got a couple of great guests to talk about it on Tee to Green today. Later in the hour, good buddy Dave Shadlowski, Golf Digest, will be here from Augusta. Our first guest is standing by on the Tee to Green guest line, ready to go from Augusta. There's a great new book out. If you're a golf fan, you need to pick it up and check it out. It's called Life on the Green from Ann Ligori, a pioneering female sportscaster, both radio and TV producer, talk show host, the president of Ligori Productions. She started in 2008. She started the Ann Ligori Foundation to fight cancer. She's been at CBS, the Golf Channel, WFAN Radio, and she's joining us today covering her 26th Masters. We are so proud and happy to welcome back to Tee to Green, Ann Ligori. Hi, Ann. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. Good to be back with you on this gorgeous day here in Augusta. We're ready for the final round.
Yeah, everybody's excited about that. Your book, everybody's excited about it, too. It's called Life on the Green. Five former Masters champions, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson, Bernard Langer, and Ben Crenshaw, are featured in the book, which also features conversations with Nancy Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Amy Alcott, Jan Stevenson, Padraig Harrington, Annika Sorenstam, and Renee Powell. Great. What a super lineup. How did you come up with the idea for this book?
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I have interviewed a lot of different sports legends in the past. And ironically, the book I was really thinking of writing was the stories behind my TV interviews with people like Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams and Hank Aaron and Bart Starr and Gordie Howe and all these legends that I interviewed when I was in my 20s and 30s, and they were older, looking back, talking about their huge careers and success stories. And then when I connected with Hatherly Press, the publisher, they wanted me to do a golf book. And I said, hey, I can do that. I've been covering golf for decades now. And I just thought, you know what, I will do new interviews with 12 golf legends And I picked six men and six women. And I'm so happy to say that here at Augusta National, a lot of the legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, are here or were here earlier in the week. And it was just a thrill for me, Jay, to go up to all of them. They all have a copy of the book. I sent them out as when I got copies in March. But to see, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson in the, you know, the honorary tea ceremony, and to hear them afterwards in the press conference that they do every year, it's just so much fun. And then to visit with Bernard Longer, who did not play this year. You know, he's injured. He had announced that this Masters would be his last. He has played in 40 of them, but hopefully he'll be back next year and you know, 100% ready to play. His last Masters. And then Ben Crenshaw, I ran into under the big oak tree, right by the clubhouse here at Augusta National. And he told me he loved the book and was so honored to be included. Ben Crenshaw telling me that. I was just so thrilled to hear that. And, you know, the name of his chapter is Treat People Well and Let Destiny Guide You. And he talks a lot about the huge influence that the great Harvey Pinnick had on his life and career. And he met Harvey when he was only 7. Talk about fate, right? And yes. So we go into a lot of that in the Ben Crenshaw chapter. And then, of course, Annika Sorenstam, a new member here at Augusta National, she's in my book, and she's been floating around all week here. So I've had a chance to talk to her here. And then Renee Powell, who some people don't know Renee. She's the second African-American woman ever to play in the LPGA, and she's just had an incredible life. She's overcome a lot in her life, and I saw her at the iconic par 3 12th hole, and she was with the president of St. Andrews University in St. Andrews, Scotland, and, you know, Renee had received an honorary doctorate degree from St. Andrews years ago, and they named a dormitory after her. So it was so great to catch up with Renee Powell, and then Nancy Lopez I've seen here as well, and Donnie Pepper, of course, doing the course analyst work for CBS Sports. So Donnie's chapter is all about preparation, and Nancy Lopez talks about staying positive. So just a great week so far here at the Masters.
We're with Anne Ligori. Her book, Life on the Green, interviews with a dozen golfing greats. These are no-brainers, and they've been in the public eye. They've been, in the case of like a Nicklaus or a Player, over 60 years, and they've talked about everything. They've answered just about every question. How hard or how easy was it for you to come up with some fresh questions or some different questions for these people?
Well, honestly, I've never heard them talk about what they bring from their iconic golf careers to life. So it was a refreshing topic. They all enjoyed sharing their wisdom, and each chapter is a different theme, and I didn't have to coax them and kind of maneuver them to talk about different themes from each other, because they all came up with different lessons. It was just incredible how it all kind of unfolded, and it wasn't hard at all to get them to talk about, you know, some new subjects. You know, I just kind of had a lot of comfortable time with each of them, a lot of time, and they all kind of just wanted to tell their stories and talk about lessons that they've learned. And they're all, you know, at that point in their lives where they can look back on their incredible careers and really articulate so many life lessons that they've carried over day to day from golf. So it was just a conversation, and from those conversations came out some really great material.
Did you learn stuff that you never knew before about some of these people in chatting with them, or were you surprised by some of the answers?
Oh, yes. I learned a lot about the early childhood of Bernard Longer. He was very, very poor. And I, you know, I've always admired Longer's long career, the winningest player on the PGA Tour Champions. But I really didn't know just how poor his family was when he was growing up in Germany. And he goes into that in a lot of detail. I think a lot of it might surprise readers. And, you know, when you look at the motivation of these personalities, somebody like Bernard Langer, who, if he hadn't injured himself a couple months ago, playing pickleball, I might add, he would have been playing here at Augusta. He announced it was going to be his, you know, last Masters, but he was still going to play. Obviously, he still plays on the PGA Tour Champions. And you look at some of the things that they are saying in the book as far as Bernard's childhood and how difficult it was. He would caddy as a very young kid just to bring home a couple coins because they didn't have any money. And he said that the nicer I was to the golfers and the better I could read the greens, the more money I made. And he said that when he would help his mother, who was a waitress when he was a kid, he said, I would help her at the restaurant, and the nicer I was to the clientele, I made more change. And so when you hear some of these stories, it's easy to figure out why at his 66 years of age, he's still so motivated to continue playing, to continue traveling the world, to continue putting all the hours in training, and has that hunger still all these years later to win. And I think it's because of his childhood. You know, it literally was hungry. And so, yeah, there's so many fascinating stories in each chapter. It really makes you understand these champions better and perhaps what their motivation is. And, you know, same with Gary Player. I mean, Gary Player, his chapter is all about passion. Pursue your passion. He's 88 yeah. years young, and who better to talk about that than Gary Player? And, you know, he said he grew up, he was a very unhappy kid. His mother passed away when he was quite young. His father was never home. He was working in the coal mines. He said he used to cry himself to sleep. He was just miserable. And, you know, now he's just so grateful to have this such a fulfilling life. And he's so determined to stay physically fit at the age of 88. He works out every day, and he is very careful about his nutrition and what he puts in his body food wise. And, you know, it's just, I just am so intrigued by people's success stories, and all of them have overcome tremendous obstacles in one way or the other. And isn't that the test of a true champion, overcoming obstacles and yes. Succeeding.
Yep, for sure. Just a sample of some of the many great stories in the book, Life on the Green, from our guest, Anne Liguori. And we could easily do a whole hour or two just talking about you, your career, and the book. But we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule there, covering the Masters, to join us. The book is available online or at a bookstore near you. It's called Life on the Green from Anne Liguori. Anne, promise me you'll come back and we'll spend more time just chatting.
Absolutely. Anytime, Jay. Enjoy the final round of the Masters.
You too. That's Anne Liguori live from Augusta, covering her 26th Masters on Tee to Green today. Just a sample, as I said, of what we got. A great show in store for you on this Masters Sunday. Coming back, we'll talk about Green Jacket, the Par 3 contest, other Masters traditions today here on Tee to Green.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
So good to hear that. The show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, special Masters Sunday edition. Thanks to Anne Liguori for joining us live from Augusta. In a little bit, we'll be going back there and visiting with our good buddy from Golf Digest, Dave Shedlowski, covering the Masters as we get ready to tee off there for the final round of the 88th edition of the Masters. What makes the Masters so special? Well, let's just run down a couple of things here for you. First off, it's the first major of the year, and for a lot of people, it's the official start or the unofficial start to the golf season. It's the only one of the major champions on the men's side anyway, and for the most part, the women's side too, that's played on the same course every year, Augusta National. And you don't see that very often. From driving down Magnolia Lane to donning the green jacket in the Butler Cabin on Sunday afternoon, and just about everything else in between, it's traditions that really makes the Masters so special. Traditions such as the Champions Dinner, where the defending champion gets to pick the menu every year. Another tradition, the Par 3 contest, which is held on Wednesday at the Par 3 contest on the grounds there at Augusta National. This year's winner was Ricky Fowler, and for Ricky, that may be the closest he ever gets to winning at Augusta National. But who knows? You never know. You never say never when it comes to a guy like Ricky Fowler. The Par 3 contest is held every Wednesday. The other really cool thing at the Masters is the honorary starters of Masters ceremonial tee shots, and it happened again this year. Thursday morning, three players who combined for 35 major championships and 11 green jackets were introduced on the first tee by Masters Chairman Fred Ridley.
This morning, we had another milestone to their celebrated history at Augusta National. First on the tee, it is my great pleasure to welcome back golf's preeminent global ambassador, the Masters' first international champion with three green jackets. From South Africa, please welcome Mr. Gary Player. Gary, play away, please.
they either put the ball in the tee anymore.
Thank you, Gary. Next, 61 years after his first green jacket, we proudly welcome back our six-time Masters champion and one of golf's great icons, whose historic record at the Masters has provided some of the tournament's most unforgettable moments. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Jack Nicklaus.
Okay.
Jack, the tee is yours.
Thank you, sir. Oh, watch out on the left and right.
Thank you, Jack. Now on the tee, we welcome back a two-time Masters champion, an eight-time major champion, known around the world not only for his outstanding play, but for his longevity and legacy in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Tom Watson.
Jack, you never hit a hook off this tee in your life.
That was a neck pull.
Tom, please play away.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2024 Masters is officially underway. Enjoy the tournament.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the August National and the Master of the Game. Wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon. Who walk that 18th Fairway singing this tune?
Ah, your dark woods and pines, they play on my mind like a song.
Well, it's Watson, Byron Nelson, and Demerit, and Flair, and Steve. And it's Amen's corner, it's Hogan's perfect save. It's Sarazen's double ego at the 15 and 35, and the spirit
of Clifford Roberts that keeps it alive. Augustus, your dogwoods and pines, they play on my mind like a song.
And of course, one of the other great traditions of the Masters, it has its very courtesy right there. Well, your friend Dave Loggins and the Augusta, the Masters theme. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll go back to Augusta. Dave Shedlowski, Golf Digest, joins us to talk about Championship Sunday in Augusta at the Masters today, right here on TD Green.
Have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You've found it once again. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show, and you can tell from that tinkling of the piano, it is a Masters edition of TD Green. A little more on the song, which we just played by Dave Loggins. It's called Augusta. A lot of people don't know there are actually lyrics to it, but he was asked to write the song back in the early 1980s, and he came up with the song, and it's been a staple of the Masters coverage, especially on CBS since that time. They've tried to replace it, but they keep coming back to it because there's just no better way that, and no better notes that symbolize the Masters than what Dave Loggins put down musically over 40 years ago. Now, Dave Loggins, of course, rose to fame back in the mid-1970s, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter. The song Please Come to Boston. He's had a few other hits since then, and he's written number one songs for Kenny Rogers, for Alabama, for Reba McEntire, and Winona, and so on and so forth. And he actually was a guest on TD Green a couple of different times many, many years ago. We finally tracked him down the first time he came on the show. He told us the story of how he wrote the song. And a couple of years later, we invited him back on the show, and he did an acoustic version of the song, singing and playing guitar right into his telephone as we talked to him from his home outside of Nashville. Dave Loggins, member of the Nashville Singer-Songwriters Hall of Fame and Grammy Award winner, and the guy behind the Masters theme, Augusta. Got a quick reminder here from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, well, we have the answer for you. For over 25 years, GreenSaver actually has the answer. GreenSaver has helped golfers save thousands on green fees, golf products, and other services. It's now available in book or mobile format. You can save with half off, two for ones, other discounted green fees, along with cart rentals, free cart rentals, plus discounts on retail, lessons, club fittings, golf travel, and much, much more. So, Jay, what's this going to cost me? Well, just $49. Never pay full price to golf again. The 2024 Green Saver gives you more courses, more offers, and more value, and less restrictions than any golf discount program in Colorado. The more you play, the more you will save. For just $49, you can experience some great golf without breaking the bank. Plus, all Green Saver members now get a free membership to Brew Saver. That's Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. For more information or to order, just check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. We're trying to track down Dave Shedlosky, and I know that this has happened before. He gets out on the course and he gets tied up, just keep trying him, Robert, and see. Oh, Dave's ready. Ah, yes, okay. Let's go back to Augusta right now. And from Golf Digest, a good buddy, Dave Shedlosky. Shed, how you doing?
Hey, we're it's early, so all we get to do is watch some Tiger Woods struggles here early. And other than that, the weather's great, and we're looking forward to a fun day.
Yeah, how many years you've been covering the Masters now?
This is my 26th Masters.
Okay, we had Anne Liguori on earlier, and it's her 26th. It's also Tiger Woods' 26th Masters. So something about the number 26 this year, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Tiger probably had a lot more fun than Ann and I have had, but that's okay.
And he's made probably a little more money at it, too.
I think so.
Do you still get the excitement, the thrill when you drive down Magnolia Lane?
I would if I actually got to drive down Magnolia Lane. We sort of drive near it, and then we can sort of walk near it. I mean, there's a lot of restrictions for us media in terms of exactly where we go and how we enter and so forth, but the excitement is always there, especially once the tournament starts. I have to say that as I've gotten a little bit older, I don't get excited about those pre-tournament interviews and other things going on, but man, Thursday morning is, you know, you just the excitement level just ramps up seeing Jack and Gary Player and Tom Watson, and then of course it's tournament time, start of golf season. Yeah, you get psyched up pretty big.
Yeah, first day, a lot of guys came out of the box with some pretty good jump. We saw scores 4, 5, 6, 7 under from Bryson DeChambeau. The leader right now, Scottie Scheffler, is still at 7 under, so no one's been able to extend that. What do you think's going on with that? Is that the course just playing harder? Is that the weather? Why haven't we seen the scores we saw the first day on the second and third day?
I think I truly think that people maybe didn't get a full appreciation for the amount of wind and the difficulty of it that second day. Once the storm had passed through, it blew pretty good on Thursday, but it was still soft enough to allow Bryson to shoot that 65, 7 under and some other decent scores. But, I mean, we saw sand coming out of the bunkers on Friday with some of the gusts of wind, and I have never seen that here where it's been that windy. And yesterday, now that we had the Friday big winds drying out the golf course, yesterday it was still windy enough. It wasn't as bad, obviously, but it was windy enough. And the course was so hard, just so firm and fast that, I mean, it just is, you know, a 68 was the best score on the course. Chris Kirk early yesterday.
Yeah.
That it's really all weather-related.
How tough, the greens are always tough, but now that have they dried out considerably over the last couple of days as well with that wind?
They have. Morikawa saying that he had really never seen it more difficult yesterday in his 5 years. He's got a smaller sample size, but you know, you talk to some of those former Masters champions, and the golf course is really as lightning fast as they have ever seen it, and you know, even wedges bouncing and not holding, it's going to be, if they didn't put any water on the golf course, it's going to be a very interesting day today.
Dave Sedlowski, Golf Digest, with us from Augusta right now. Final day of the Masters. Scottie Scheffler, the one-shot lead, bounced back in the middle of his round yesterday to take that one-shot lead into the final round today. Was Scheffler your guy all along, Shed?
He was. Yeah, he was. My dark horse was Oberg, and he still got a shot as breaking the rookie curse that goes back to Fuzzy Zeller, and only three first-timers have ever won the Masters. Fuzzy, of course, did it in 1979. But yeah, Scheffler had just played so well once he found his putting stroke at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And as some of the guys have said, you put a decent putting game on Scottie Scheffler, and he's going to beat you probably pretty good. He hasn't been as sharp with his long game this week, but his short game and putting have been great, and here he is.
Yeah. He showed me something yesterday, too, is when he bounced back as far as a little bit of grit, a little bit of toughness that I wasn't sure he had.
Well, I think he's got some toughness, but you're right. Sometimes you wonder if he handles adversity as well as some other players, so I think that's a legitimate question. But, yeah, he did pretty well in making up for a few mistakes. And I really thought when he dropped down to 4 under and fell a couple of shots back, that maybe that was the start of maybe a tough run, and the bounce back he showed definitely was impressive. And I don't know if it's tournament winning bounce back, but it put him in a position to where his mentality was on the rise, his confidence was on the rise, and going into the last day, that's huge.
You brought up Tiger Woods earlier. Were you at all surprised 82 yesterday is worst round ever in a major? What were your thoughts on that?
I was surprised. He looked pretty good. He hadn't been limping for 2 days. I followed him the first day. I should say the first round over 2 days. And he seemed okay. And I just thought that whatever struggles that we saw were going to manifest as the week went on, as he got a little more tired. And, you know, there were things that, that he was going to be dealing with his health. But I thought it would be more just the walk with his foot, but his back stiffened up and he just wasn't really the same golfer, yesterday. He couldn't really make a swing. And that's just sort of what he deals with now.
Yeah, is this what we're going to be seeing, you think, from Tiger from now on?
That's a good question. I don't know what we're going to see from Tiger. I think we're going to actually see better golf from Tiger than he showed this week, even though he did make the cut and play pretty well for 2 days. And really, again, in hard conditions Friday, to shoot even par was very impressive. But look, this is the hardest walk he'll see all year, easily the hardest walk. So if he can recover from this and play in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, which is very flat for the most part, except for the rise of the greens, I think he'll play pretty well at Pinehurst. I think he'll do okay at Troon, which isn't necessarily very hilly. Valhalla, where he won, isn't too bad of a walk. I think he's going to actually be okay this year. I'm not saying he's going to win or anything like that, but I think we're going to see better golf than we even seen from him this week.
We got 15 players at even par or better going into the final round today. You see anybody out there catching Scotty? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's more wide open than we would probably give him credit for. I'm not sure that even with his struggles down the stretch, that Bryson DeChambeau isn't going to have something to say about this at the end of the day. If I'm looking at Morikawa, I mean, he's won 2 majors already. Why wouldn't he be dangerous? Max Homa, you got to see if he can prove himself. Oberg, the rookie, I like his chances coming in again, like I said, as a dark horse. DeChambeau, Schauffele, those would be the 6 guys that I think have a chance. Even Schauffele, 5 shots back, not out of the question. The good news for Scottie Scheffler is the wind's not blowing, so they're going to have to find a way to go get him. I'm not sure they can.
Yeah, so you'd go as far down as the guys at -2 with the chance?
I would go down that far, yes. But only Schauffele. Davis and Højgaard have shown a few cracks yesterday. Not sure they're going to be up to the task.
All right. What's the weather looking like right now?
Beautiful. It's going to be 80 degrees. I'm sure that's why Tiger would have liked a little later start. Light winds. It's going to be a perfect day. People need to really take it in and just savor what this day is going to bring.
Yeah, amen to that. From Golf Digest, golfdigest.com. Check out his coverage of the Masters. Always fun talking to Dave Shedlowski. Shed, enjoy it, my friend.
Thanks so much, Jay. Great talking to you.
Thank you as well. Dave Shedlowski with us from Augusta on this special Masters Sunday edition of Tee to Green. Not done yet. We'll be right back with more.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, talking golf, talking Masters golf. Of course, the final round of the Masters getting set to go here in about an hour or so from Augusta. Guys, you will not see, if you watch the coverage today, Sergio Garcia, Justin Thomas, U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson. They all missed the cut. Tiger Woods shot 82 yesterday. He is plus 11 going into the final round of the Masters today. Some of the other guys well back in the field, big names, Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka, both at plus 6 heading into the last round today. Jon Rahm made the cut, the defending champion, but he's 5 over par going into the final 18, and Rory McIlroy at plus 3 is 10 shots behind the leader, Scottie Scheffler, who won it a couple of years ago. The number one ranked player in the world is at 7 under par and has a one-shot lead over Colin Morikawa, who's at 6 under. Max Homa is 2 back at 5 under. Ludwig Åberg is 3 shots back at 4 under par. And Bryson DeChambeau, who holed out to birdie the final hole yesterday, the 18th hole, he is at 3 under par, 4 shots back going into the last round today. Xander Schauffele, Cam Davis, and Nikolai Hoegaard are at minus 2, 5 shots behind Scottie Scheffler, trying to win another green jacket at Augusta National today. The final round, coverage, of course, later in the day on CBS.
Thanks to Anne Ligori for joining us on Tee to Green today. Her book, Life on the Green, check it out. And again, our thanks to Dave Shedlowski from Golf Digest for being with us live from Augusta as well. That's going to do it. Enjoy the final round of the Masters. Thank you to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. And we do appreciate you joining us today. That's it. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.